general slaughter of all those who do not thus see the wide contrast between sin and righteousness and do not feel as those who stand in the council of God and receive the mark is described in the order to the five men with slaughter weapons. Go through the city and destroy. Brothers and sisters, the experience that's been described in Ezekiel 8 and 9 is an experience of people that are developing the character of Christ and the people that are developing the character of Satan. And the thing that so infuriates those that are developing the character of Satan is that those that are following the Lord have been identifying the sin in the church. It was such an abomination to them that they could not be restrained from identifying it. And in this environment, we see the maturation of wickedness brought to the point that where in Ezekiel 8:16, the Sunday law identifies those people bowing down to the sun. Ezekiel 9 describes those that are sealed. Now, in considering chapter 10, we said that this is where the purification of the church is identified. In 1888 materials, page 1303, it says this: "We are amid the perils of the last days. The time will soon come when the prophecy of Ezekiel 9 will be fulfilled. That prophecy should be carefully studied, for it will be fulfilled to the very letter. Study also the 10th chapter, which represents the hand of God at work to bring perfect method and harmonious working into all the operations of his prepared instrumentalities. The 11th and 12th chapter also should receive critical, thoughtful attention." Now she's saying not 9, but 10, 11, and 12. And she specifies that chapter 10 is talking about how God's going to take the control of his work after the church is purified. He's going to bring perfect method and harmonious working in, she says. Now, chapter 10 is full of a vision, once again, of Ezekiel seeing the cherubims amidst the wheels and with the hands under the wings of the cherubims. And you need to read that and look at what Ezekiel's seeing in this vision of the sanctuary. But Sister White tells about what some of those components of that vision represent. The wheel-like items, and if you read chapter 10 closely, and I hope you do, you realize that those wheels are alive. But Sister White says what those wheels are. Education 178. "As the wheel-like complications were under the guidance of the hand beneath the wings of the cherub,